It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So Novak Djokovic wins his first match back on the clay in Monte Carlo, and he's up against Lorenzo Musetti in the third round. But going up against another Italian, is he going to be scared? He's lost the last two.
I'm not scared of anything in anybody.
Well, if that's the case, let's get stuck into the preview. And before we get started, make sure you've hit a like on this video and subscribe to Game to Love, and stick around to the end because I'll be giving my prediction on who I think will win this matchup. But let's get stuck into it. Today's action, Novak Djokovic back, Novak Djokovic winning, and in emphatic fashion, it has to be said. He is the two-time champ in Monte Carlo, and it was a flawless first match back on the clay against Roman Safiulin, 6-1, 6-2. And I thought it was a brilliant performance. He didn't come onto the court nervous. He came onto the court, he stamped his authority, and the crowd found it a little bit hard to get up for this match. He made it look so easy. Safiulin had no answers for Novak Djokovic today. And Djokovic really looked like the world number one he is, and not like the player that we've seen in recent weeks or months that looked a little bit wobbly on the court. Looked like the real Djokovic back again, and it's brilliant to see. We've got a few other tweets here, and we've got Reggie here saying, a masterclass by Djokovic from start to finish. If this is how Djokovic is going to start the clay court season, how is he going to finish it? Yes, exactly. And there's a lot of hope there for Roland Garros, which is on the horizon. And with injury concerns for Carlos Alcaraz, could this open up the door even wider for a potential Djokovic-Roland Garros title again this year? And he even tweeted out himself saying, work hard, clay hard. And yeah, I thought it was a brilliant performance. And obviously not the toughest opponent on the clay courts, but still, he made it look easy, and that's all you can do. And his forehand was brilliant, his drop shot was working well. You can see he's really put in the time on the clay courts coming into Monte Carlo, going for the treble Golden Masters. And I can't wait to see how he gets on against a real test in the next round. And he said himself, I felt great on the court. I'm glad because I put a lot of hard work in the past 2 weeks. I knew I had to get him out of his comfort zone in order to win, and I did that. Ziki is like a brother to me. We talk a lot, and that's what I need. And he's done very well. This is his first match, really, without Gorlan Ivanisevic. And I think it's good for him to have something new, I think, because he's so used to having the same people, the same constants. It can get a little bit, I wouldn't say boring, but I'd say it can be a little bit too samey. And to change it up a little bit might give him a little bit fresh impetus moving into this tournament and the clay court swing. And you can see he started it with an emphatic victory. And one of the journalists had the audacity to ask him after his win about the potential of facing another Italian and if he would be scared. And this is what he had to say.
I'm not scared of anything in anybody, but I really hope that I can get the chance to play him again. Get another matchup here. He obviously is, one of the most talented players on clay.
Talking about Lorenzo Musetti, most definitely is.
Beautiful one-handed backhand. He's very athletic. He can do a lot of great things. And he's one of the most promising young players, not only for Italy, but generally for the world. So, let's see. Let's see how it works. I mean, Artur Fis is also a tough opponent to beat, so he's got to win that match. But I like the way I played my first match comparing to the first match last year. So I feel much different.
Definitely better.
More ready. So whoever is across the net, I'm hoping I can deliver my best game.
Well, there you go. And what a question to put to him. And it sounded like the reporter was even scared to ask the question if Djokovic is scared, because he knows he's only doing it for the clicks as well. So do you think you'll be scared? Of course he's not going to be scared of anybody, especially when he's playing some great tennis as well. And he will be up against, like he said, Lorenzo Musetti. It was a fantastic match against Arthur Fee. This one went into sort of like the late evening session, and it was a brilliant matchup between the two. You had the French home faithful cheering on Arthur Fee, but we also had a big Italian crowd there too, cheering on Lorenzo Musetti. I mean, it was one of the best atmospheres I've seen at a match, definitely the whole tournament, but for some reason, I didn't know who was going to really win, even though it seemed sort of set that Lorenzo Musetti, he was winning 6-3. I believe he was 5-2 up. Served for the match twice. Still has a problem with the nerves. Got broken to love, I believe, on one of the service games. And the other one was pretty unconvincing too. It was just lucky that as soon as Arthur Fies came back into it, he suddenly got a little bit of the old wobbles and shakes, and he got broken straight back again at 5-all. And then luckily, Musetti was able to see it out. But yeah, the actual match itself was a really entertaining one, really aggressive tennis, brilliant one-handed backhand from Musetti. He has a few passing shots there, and just the angles he creates on the clay court just to move his opponent around, and the topspin he gets on it to get them out of the court. It's brilliant to watch. I mean, Djokovic will have to be on his A game if Musetti starts this one in the same way that he did against Arthur Fee. And we've got a good tweet here saying that Musetti is very dangerous. I'm sure Team Djokovic watched today's match. Forehand and those one-handed backhand, plus the slices, which we don't like. Round three is going to be fire, and probably all Italians moved into a Monte Carlo cheering wild. We need revenge. This is it. The Djokovic fans and the Djokovic team, they are probably not going to want to lose to another Italian, especially one they lost to here last year in Lorenzo Musetti, who had some crazy points. And you can see here that the crowd go wild after a crazy point that Musetti, there was a few of them, long rallies in which he actually outlasted Fies, and big roars from the Italian. It's great to see the new father, Lorenzo Musetti. And it will be a rematch as well from last year. Djokovic obviously did lose that one. He was 6-4, 4-2 up before slightly lowering his level and allowing Musetti to raise his. It's a good test for both. And you can see there the pictures. Will it be the same result again come the end of Thursday's match? This is the head-to-head between the two of them. It is 3-1 in favour of Novak Djokovic. Where did they play? Well, last year, that was the only win for Musetti. And before that, it was 3 wins out of 3 for Djokovic. We had Roland Garros. Remember that one? Musetti 2 sets to love up. and then 6-1, 6-love, 4-love, and then retired. I mean, that one, it took him a long time to get over that. It was a very, very horrific way to end a match. Then we had Dubai, where he beat him in straight sets. And then in Paris, in the quarterfinals, it was a 6-love, 6-3. But the last time they played was last year, and Musetti has the bragging rights. But let's get on to my prediction for this one. How do I see this match playing out? Well, I'll tell you how I see it playing out. I see both players being very aggressive in this first set. And I think it's going to be a really tough set for both. I think it's going to go to the wire, and I think we will see a tiebreak in the first set. That's my personal opinion. But I think Novak Djokovic will take the tiebreak. The second set, I think Musetti will be a bit looser, and I think that we could see a break of serve against Novak. But I think that the mental is just not there for Musetti for me, and I feel that Djokovic will still be able to claw back the second set, and he will win in straight sets. But that's my prediction. Let me know your prediction in that comment section below. Do you agree with me? Is Djokovic going to win this one and get his revenge? Or is Lorenzo Musetti, my dark horse for the tournament, don't forget, is he going to come through and reign supreme in Monte Carlo and make a run for that Masters title? If you haven't already, hit a like, subscribe, and join us for the match.
Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.